This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us on the West Coast. Miles, in Europe. I'm in Missouri. And, Miles, I'd like to share with you and Rick an email I just got that Rick was telling me from Ed Marvini, USAPrepares.com instructor on the East Coast. It says, Vince, look at the UN agenda for the Strong Cities Network. Paris is on the list. Be prepared to see. Bigger picture is that our prospective government management teams have allowed all this to take place. Plan on seeing much more of this happening within the Strong Cities Network as part of the UN program. If this isn't fantasy, not sure what it is. According to the StrongCitiesNetwork.org website, the cities are, and I will read them to you, New York, London, Beirut, Paris, Atlanta, Rotterdam, Victoria, Stockholm, Copenhagen, Kano, Montreal, Palermo, Mumbai, Denver, Mombasa, Paris,
Dakar. How come some other cities aren't mentioned?
Hold on. Dakar, Tunis, Medellin, and Antalya, Minneapolis, Oslo, Pune. Do these names look familiar? Why don't we see D.C., Chicago, or Tel Aviv? Because they have nothing to worry about since they sponsor it. Rick, your question?
Yeah, there are a bunch of other cities that, like Chicago, that are not on that list. How does that work?
Miles?
Well, the UN has given out a roadmap. The UN has a roadmap on how to socially engineer events, like theatrical events that are staged, in order to then build legislation on top of that. It's like Sandy Hook and 9/11, and every of these incidents had, as a following, a change in legislation. And these strong cities are being used as a tool because, okay, they're major cities, but still they can handle things there better because of the forces, but they're not that important that they would put something very much at risk there. So this is a UN agenda that's been rolled out, and the strong cities all have something in common. They have a surveillance computer system that brings us to the J2 system, that brings us to the technocratic society where everything is being monitored through an AI system. And we can see that here, like the entire highways, they're monitored here. So they basically know what you do before you do it because they have a roster on you when you normally are doing things. And they know what you would say before you say it, and they know who you're hanging out with. So welcome to the new world. We're already almost there. And now I'm coming back to the question, what is with that insanity program that Doc was talking about in the first hour?
Yeah, and it gets better, because here's the deal. We now have algorithms in our AI system that can accurately predict into the future some 26 minutes now. It's that accurate. That means they're using it like Minority Report in barrios and small city ghettos to know when a crime is going to be committed in that store before it actually happens.
Well, Nick Baggage reported
and that. That software exists right now.
Yeah. Nick Baggage reported on that.
Is using that as a way to control and manipulate man. And if you want to follow it down the rabbit hole I've been looking at, there is an extinction protocol because there are too many people and it's not possible to control that group of secondary citizens as labor.
And the oxygen levels are dropping. We have a decrease in oxygen here about almost 1% from last year to this year.
It gets better because there is, in my understandings now, some kind of either breakaway civilization, a previous one that got away from the flood, other than the way Noah did it, and or something else is going on here I don't quite get. But I'll
do you want me to talk about that, Doc?
What's that?
Do you want me to talk about that, Doc?
Sure. Yeah. You mean breakaways and the rest of it? I've been hanging out with Carol Rosen. She lives just down the street, and she's been a good friend of mine, where Russia is trying to do a treaty program in space so that what's happening on Earth is not taken into outer space.
Okay, Doc. You need to look up one scientist. His name is Charles Prometheus Steinmetz. Charles Prometheus Steinmetz was a German socialist born 1860, I think.
Steinmetz. I'm quite familiar with him. I know that. That was one of the things they required in freshman physics, is to study Steinmetz.
Yes. Steinmetz.
Freshman physics, I might add, in undergraduate school.
Steinmetz was the head of R&D of General Electric. General Electric is a corporation that was put together from Thomas Alva Edison's Edison Corp and two other corporations that made a merger. And Edison was working on AC currents, but Steinmetz all made it possible. And Steinmetz then, with GE and RCA, had in Bolino Station an analog computer system with an antenna where they could teleport from Bolinas to the station to San Francisco on the other side. It was something like an antenna that looked like the Eiffel Tower, that when you were standing under that Eiffel Tower on the one side of that, you look out the Eiffel Tower, you see Bolinas Station, California, and on the other side, when you look out through the tower down there, you can see San Francisco Bay. And this computer system was, or this analog electrical engineering system, was the beginning of the breakaway civilization, because Steinmetz then was tasked to put a lid on that. And he had good friends. He was the founder of the Technocratic Society in 1920, if I'm not wrong. So Steinmetz is somebody who was stirring these technocrats up for the development of a world where technology will be there for the betterment of mankind. But everything that was under lid, that was not to be published, was taken, for instance, to Sonoma Air Club, through the flight club there, and they were using his knowledge in to build gravitational anti-gravity balloons and airships. So this was the beginning of a so-called breakaway civilization. And interestingly, all that knowledge came from 1950 studies out of Germany, especially Germany, from Breslau University, from Leipzig University, and Dresden University. So from there, you can follow the breadcrumbs.
So I'm reminded of the movie The Abyss, when he goes down into the trench and meets angels, a type of life form that has evolved differently because of epigenetics. And this whole construct of possibilities include Noah, when there were another group of individuals that went down into Middle Earth to survive the flood. It's written about in the Bible. And my guess is there's something like a gray that was probably humanoid. Now, that's my guess. And being underground for that many years has evolved in the environmental thing an adaptation that would appear alien. There's all possibilities here. I can envision another construct of dimensional where it is a reflection of yourself from the future. So, you know, there's more going on here than anybody understands. I certainly know I don't understand. But I find it, how did Spock put it? Fascinating.
Steinmetz quoted, to quote Steinmetz, "Who understands what electricity is has the technology of the gods." And he was hiding his secrets like in 12 volumes of his book in order to describe what electricity is, and nobody could go that way because the Steinmetz was so far. He was a hunchback. He was four feet high and hunchback.
He looked like in one of the reads in freshman physics, when you first start physics, you know about Steinmetz, you know about specific individuals like Newton. That's where you start your journey. And Steinmetz and his concepts are now, we're in another epoch. Here we are. Electric currents. I think the thing that's real is our experiences.
Well, Doc, we have two breakaway civilizations.
Yeah, maybe.
One.
There's Gomer Pyle. We might have a third one.
Well, we might have as well a third one, but the two that let me rephrase it. I think it's a guess. It's my opinion that we have one in Antarctica that you visited, and we have one operating out of North America.
How about the one on Mars? Or wait, let's talk about who owns the asteroid, Bill. What was that originally?
That's a great question.
There's all kinds of possibilities here.
Miles,
I think we're taking it too far.
Miles, where's the one?
You know, stretching with you because Hollywood, if she could. The thing is, we're creating all of this with our imagination because that is what's real. And just like the reason they're ramping up is they're concerned. They don't give a damn. They're up to run for it as best they can because we are at the end of days. And it defines what happens with the next epoch or not.
Doc, everybody who goes to church has been confronted with the Bible, but they're not confronted with the canons of the canon law. Why is that?
Well, yeah, what scene philosophy? The Golden Bible.
Yeah, and the Indians, the American Indians, were taught about the Bible.
The Colburn Bible.
The American Indians were taught about the Bible, and then we stole the land from them.
Yeah, that's true.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro-1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro-Pure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro-Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Miles is in Europe. Miles, you said something quite alarming to me, and you and I have talked about this on the air and off the air. You mentioned that the oxygen level is down 1%. So we're talking about from 21, roughly, the way it used to be, down to 20. Is that what you're saying?
No, we're talking from 18 point to 17 point.
So it's
that's
more than 5%.
Right, more than 5%. But 10%. That's
it's 10%. It's drop about 1% on the scale that on the measurement. But it's right. Yeah, it's 10% or 15%, something like that.
Right?
That's alarming.
Well,
absolutely alarming.
That's what I said. They're hijacking our air now, and with the methane hydrates and the heating of the planet. Watch what happens next to geographic changes. That's next.
Okay.
When I was the grid, and then we're back to the Stone Age.
When I was in elementary school, I was taught that the content of oxygen in the air was 21%. Now, is this the reason why so many people are short of breath? Sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
Well, oxygen in the body is essential for adenosine triphosphate. And we do have a fairly efficient system of, you know, rebreathing in terms of recycle. And so even with smoke and asbestos and some of the creepy things we do with pneumonia, it's usually adequate enough that cancers don't happen. But that's why cancer's up. One of the reasons is we do not have enough oxygen in our bodies. Now, that can be supplemented, with polysaccharides. And they're simple sugars that will rehydrate the body with oxygen, if you will.
Nitric oxide.
That's essentially one of the power tools that I did. You know, using, because it's all about oxygen. If you have oxygen present, cancer is eliminated as a byproduct. It's not even about cancer. Body's constantly making mistakes. The epigenetic part is where the environment now is changing your DNA. Not about evolution and, you know, gene passing and stuff like that. This is a whole other level of the hologram that we're now beginning to understand in our relationship to sustainability and being in the environment as part of the organism structure for consciousness. And right now I'm writing about the idea that consciousness is the elementary particle. That's Mei Wen Ho again, the rainbow and the serp and the worm. She is the one that influenced Jerry Pollack in his work, and she quotes from Rustin Roy out of Penn State, and the Darwinists are really upset about all of this because it isn't about evolution. Well, it isn't. It's something else is going on here.
I go back to your quote, you are whom you feed.
That's it. There we go. That's when it's all starting to work. We are a habitat, and we have to cooperate. That's a good word.
Sean, in North Carolina, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Miles in Europe. Welcome.
Hello, Sean. Thank you for holding so long.
No, Sean, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear
Believe
me?
It or not,
we're
yes, we do, and you're on the air after holding for an hour.
Listen, I had a concern, I guess, with the rest of the country because it looks like we're in bad times. But specifically with the president wanting to bring these what they're calling refugees, this is an invading army he's sending in here.
Well, it's on another level. It's not going to be about the individual. It'll be with the habitat they're bringing with them.
That's true.
And the imagination.
Well, I've been thinking about this quite a lot lately. And based on a couple things, I think if this is successful, we're going to find out why the government purchased all those ammo rounds, those hollow points that they did. I believe they're a present for these people coming in here to use against them. But I wanted to put a plan out there and get you guys to continue that.
All right.
I thought
Sean, hold that thought. We're going to need you to say that plan very quickly when we come back after these few short commercial announcements. By the way, Sean, congratulations. You hold the record for holding on the longest. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's a very serious broadcast today with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Miles in Europe. Sean, go very quickly. Please state your thoughts in 2 minutes or less, okay?
Okay. Real quick, the plan that I was thinking about is based on the fact that our military has said that they would definitely be interested in a coup to remove this regime out of power, except they don't have the American people behind them. Too many people are asleep. So as far as the refugees go, I was thinking if a storm of people in the states that the governors have said, no, we are not interested in taking any of these people in, if you contacted them, put the idea to stand vigilant against Obama and actually get the National Guard involved in it to stand around the borders, that's going to put the ball in Mr. Obama's court to make one of two decisions. He's either going to back off and we win, which we know that is not going to happen, or he's going to result to the military. When the military is riding down the street to attack the National Guard and the people standing up to him, this whole country is going to wake up real quick, and all of a sudden our military has that support they need to turn.
Rick, what do you think?
I don't have it. I'm just worried about my own hometown and what's happening here locally. You know? And I wish I knew my neighbors better.
I think
that's a good place to start. Go try to find out who's living right next door to me. Those are the people. That's the bunker.
Miles?
Neighbor.
Well.
Miles, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah. Nah, well, that won't work. The National Guard is a corporation of the state of, let's say, Missouri, Mississippi, Florida. They're incorporated. And so under their fiduciary trust, they have to do what the feds are telling them because they receive funds and equipment from the feds. So they are obliged to honor their contracts with them. And this is a road that leads to nowhere. By the way, the federal government in Washington can put these refugees at any facility that belongs to the feds, and you do not have a say in that.
Kind of scary.
Thanks so much, Sean. I appreciate the call. You know, it really is. It is scary. How did all this happen? The country that we knew in the 1950s, or we thought we knew, 50s and the 60s, is no longer here. We've been sold out. We've got Michael in New York. Michael in New York, welcome. I gotta go.
Well,
I gotta go.
Good
I've got
morning,
an emergency.
Gentlemen.
Please carry on. I've gotta go.
Okay.
Okay. Take care, Vincent. Good morning. Good morning, Miles. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning, Mike.
You know, guys, the reason why we're in this mess, and this is a golden opportunity of what's transpiring there in Europe, for everybody in our respective countries to, first of all, recognize it's the United Nations behind all of this. It's their global agenda, which has multiple purposes, and, of course, to destroy the cultures of all the individual countries is part of that. And reduce us all into third world status without any middle class, that's becoming obvious to everybody. And by presenting this to everyone and just focusing on this as the problem and demanding then that we, our respective country, go into our respective representatives in our respective governments, demanding that we withdraw from the United Nations, kick them out, cut off all funding. Then we'll find out that those respective representatives will say, oh, no, we can't do that. Then it becomes clearly obvious to all of us they are part of the problem. They are the enemy. Nobody else is. And then by explaining how it's the United Nations global agenda issue, they're behind all this, then make it obvious by presenting the clear facts that we're over there blowing the smithereens and destroying countries that have no threat to us and are any problem to us directly. And at the same time, these poor people are being considered refugees, even though, of course, obviously, there's hardly any women or children. It's all men of military age. And they're calling them refugees, and they're flooding all these other countries, except for Israel and Saudi Arabia, which is very revealing about who the United Nations really is. And so by shutting down the United Nations, cutting off all funding, and then demanding that we withdraw our militaries from these foreign countries, bring them back home, secure our borders as it should be, then suddenly we'll notice how all these problems just disappear on the planet, because it's all the United Nations global problem, a global agenda. They're the ones causing all these problems so that they can have a total takeover with a global government system, economic as well, and they need to destroy all the individual sovereignty of every nation in order to accomplish that.
Doc?
I'm concerned about my own home right here. I think that we need to take a closer look at what's actually happening in Paris and how this is playing out as a UN project based on we're in stage 4 of 5 stages for control. There's a manifesto at the United Nations. It was written up in the 50s, and they're following it to the letter. Complacency. It's happening before you can move it. They've outthought us. That's including the software that can predict crime and your actual behavior before you even know what you're going to do. And to deploy weapons that were used in Syria or Iraq in Grants Pass, Oregon, is an abomination. And that's why we have militia. That's why we have the National Guard. That's why we have Oath Keepers, the Ku Klux Klan, the Posse Comitatus, the Mormons, the Seventh-day Adventists. It'll go ecumenically. Watch.
See. Well, I don't want to ruin the party, but I take the perspective from a lawful or how they present law to us, okay? The United Nations is an organization that was formed on Presidio Naval Base in order to fight the excess of evil. Most of the countries back then that were here on the planet formed that organization in order to have a mutual interest group to force somebody they don't want out. The problem is that these nation states, the idea of the nation states was formed on the Vienna Congress in 1807. Back then, all the royalties met for 2 months in Vienna, Austria, and had a party. It was not a congress. The Vienna Congress was called the Congress is Dancing, because they had all fun. The nobility was sick and tired of getting killed in all these wars and conflicts, and so the idea was to form the nation states where the peasants and the slaves governed themselves. And the concept of a nation and a nation state is nothing else as a corporate structure that is governed by the ones that are being selected and then elected by the herd, by the slaves themselves. So somebody in the background behind the UN has the title to all of that. And the title to all of that, the title holder, you witnessed in September coming over to you and giving speeches behind flags that had no golden fringe. That means we are not talking admiralty, but we're talking canon law. And under canon law, the Pope was giving out the orders as the chief in charge. And if you go back to the Organic Constitution of 1871, you will find out that one of the signatory party, the grantor of the rights that were then granted in 1871, that was the Pope. So I don't think that if you ask your politicians and that you demand something, that there will happen anything.
Oh, I agree, Miles. That's part of the whole point of the whole process. It'll verify to all the people of the respective nations who the real enemies are. Those that refuse to represent them, the people of their country, rather represent this oligarchy called the United Nations of non-elected people, clearly run by somebody behind it, as you said, then that will, nobody can deny that. This is perfect golden opportunity to wake the people up in the best fashion possible. And, of course, to destroy that controlling mechanism behind the United Nations, because the United Nations is their baby, and this is how we can get right to them and take them out by getting rid of the United Nations. So, for example, here in the United States, CAFTA, NAFTA, now TPP, that's all United Nations activity. And it's destroying our country. Economically, they gutted us, the middle class is old, it's gone. They've given away all our high tech the jobs and the technology to foreign competitive countries that are communist, clearly. But that gets by the sheeple. That didn't register. You know, for years I'm like, don't you understand? We're building up an enemy we're going to go to war with. That's what they're doing. It's just a matter of time. But, you know, they're so asleep they didn't get that. But this is the wake-up method that they can't deny. That at this stage, they're all feeling it in their pockets as well. And they can't deny what they're seeing, that this has all transpired and it's united. And another way I keep reminding them is, how many times you hear globalism when you listen to the propaganda media on the boob tube or the radio, mainstream radio? Globalism this, global that. That's United Nations activity. They can't deny this. And then when they confront their respective representatives and they find out they won't cooperate with getting rid of the United Nations because they're part of that, then they have to come to terms with the enemy is here in our own respective countries. It's a domestic enemy planted here by this United Nations body. And so I know it's a long shot, guys, and I know I'm dreaming here, but this is a golden opportunity that people could be picking up, and we could drive out this, destroy the United Nations from all our respective countries.
Michael, let's get to that after the break. I follow more the lead of Dr. Miller. Get to know your neighbors. This is your bunker, and develop something new. Vincent, you're back.
We have a health emergency right here. I will not be able to continue. Please continue for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? What? You've got your. Take my. Where you go? For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, as Vincent is not able to be with us, they have a health emergency on the farm, so whoever who is inclined to pray for Vincent...
What happened?
He has a health emergency, and he's not able to stay on air for the last segment.
Wow.
So who is inclined to pray, please pray for Vincent's family and Vincent to have the situation resolved quickly and hopefully in a positive way.
We'll wait to see what he'll communicate via email. That will be the best way, not to call right now and just let him sort it out.
Yes. I want to address something to you. I want you to look up a fellow with a name, Marcin Jakubowski. He is a PhD in nuclear physics, Princeton scholar, received his PhD in Wisconsin. And after he received his title in nuclear physics, I quote him now, he said, "I am worthless." What he meant is that with all the physics that he studied, it was a very good basis for understanding the world better, but he was not able to create something. And what Marcin Jakubowski then did is he created the movement for the Global Village Construction Set. He is constructing Global Village Construction Set, or his webpage. You'll find it under Marcin, M-A-R-C-I-N, J-A-K-U-B-O-W-S-K-I. And
I didn't get that, but I'll find him. Okay.
Okay. He has a TED Talk. He has a TED Talk on YouTube.
That's what we're talking about.
He has a TED Talk. Just type in his name on YouTube and look for the TED Talk 2011 he gave. He bought a farm and started developing all the tools that you need to build a village and just to separate yourself from every kind of government that there is in order to have a global, self-sustaining environment and village. And he's
produced... I would be remiss if I did not say that in the United States there is a little-known law in riparian water rights that allows a small village or community to take over the management of their natural resources if that federal park, whatever it is, was not ever under federal scrutiny and federal judges. And this is why now there are towns all down in Nevada and Northern California that are taking over management of their own natural resources rather than allowing logging and other kinds of things. The thing is, we need to realize that there's a war going on for our minds. And they're winning or not. And as we unite each other in barter and relationship of exchange as a ecumenical, you know, where this bunker is Missouri Synod Lutheran or something of that nature. That is probably what I'm seeing happening here in America now. Charismatics. They call them permaculture and other kinds of things, but there is in Bozeman, a thing called the 1,000 Gardens program run by children, where the children have to put 1,000 gardens in a given town before they can move to the next one. And it spreads as a small, slow steps alley project. I'm doing that here at Pacifica. I've got a 2,000-acre farm now, that Pacifica Gardens. You can look it up in Williams. And we're going to do a Caterpillar, which is a bus that teaches children. It's a traveling lab that teaches small children how to determine if the water is drinkable or not.
Wow. So time was flying again. And, Doc, I apologize that I was jumping on.
About Vincent. I hope everything's good.
Yeah, so
let's all say a prayer for Vincent, gentlemen, and everybody listening.
So let's finish the show as Vincent all does. What comes next is up to you.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out. out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.